Welcome to another edition of Caveman Corner with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I am Sean Steyer's Caveman Corner, brought to you by Midland Engineering Company. We're also presented by Kevin Putz from First Midwest Mortgage, Mishawaka Education Foundation, School City of Mishawaka, and Thor Industries. A little programming note, we're usually right on right before the Brian Kelly radio show. There is no Brian Kelly show this week since the Irish have a bye. And then a programming note for next week, we're going to be on Mondays beginning next week. We'll get a little extra time even, Dean, 7 to 7:45 starting next Monday.
You know, Notre Dame, that's an intelligent place. They're so smart to have a bye the week of Penn Mishawaka.
Absolutely.
It just clears out the weekend. They didn't want to have any competition and make sure the ticket sales were going well, so we appreciate that.
Absolutely. And speaking of Penn Mishawaka, of course, we have the big backyard brawl coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock when the Cavemen host Penn. The School City of Mishawaka pregame show begins at 6:45. That is tomorrow night right here on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. And speaking of that football game, we've got the head coach, Bart Curtis, in with us tonight. How you doing, Coach?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are excited to have you in. And let's start right off with, speaking of excitement, career win number 200. You're breathing a little
well,
sigh of relief.
It
there,
was nice. And I appreciate that, Dean. And I tell you what, he put together a video last week that was just humbling. And it's something that I appreciate, and I will cherish that forever. And he was able – I don't know if he was behind it or not, but he had the camera ready when the kids doused me with a bucket of water. I was kind of set up. you know, a couple kids were shaking my hand, a couple others were hugging me, and the next thing I know, I'm trapped and getting a cold bath. At least it was water, not sticky Gatorade or anything. But that was really nice, and it was a nice feeling. But that's over, and all that means is I've been at this a long time. And, you know, I always thought that they ought to when a guy gets its 100th loss, that's when they ought to recognize him, because that son of a gun loves to coach.
Well, okay. Unfortunately, you got lost one.
Well, I got that the week before,
right?
Yeah. Now, yeah, and my wife gave me my plaque for that one. Yeah. Well, it was neat, but it's gone, and time to move on. And I've coached with a lot of great guys and coached a lot of great kids. That's how we can do that.
Did you have time to kind of sit back and reflect a little bit, though? I mean, 200 wins, there are a lot of kids, a lot of people who go into that.
Incredible amount of kids. Really thousands of high school football players that I've had the opportunity to be a part of, and their lives and their parents. And, you know, the number of coaches that I've worked with at three different schools as a head coach. And, you know, being able to call three communities our home. And you know, we went down to Bunker Hill in 1991, and I gave you the wrong date of my first win. It was August 30th.
Oh, you called it August 18th, I think.
I did.
Yeah. That's all right.
Bad,
you had the month.
Bad
you had
play
the
by me. And then we came back with three kids in 1997, you know, to New Prairie, and was there 11 years, and I'm on my 10th year at Mishawaka. So it's just, I've been blessed to work with some great people.
That's what was so special about that evening is he was able to reflect and think back to 1991. And the first thing, as coach was coming off, he was looking in the stands, and I wanted to do a quick interview. You had coaches coming up and hugging, and he kept looking up towards the stand, and he just asked somebody off to the side, "Where's my wife? Where's my aunt?" And I thought that was so incredible, because she's been there for every moment and every part of this journey. And you had the husbandry to say, well, you know what? I appreciate her, and I want her to share in this moment. It's us, not me.
Actually, I thought she maybe had snuck off to the Warsaw game, because my son coaches the O-line at Warsaw. She pulled that on me at the Elkhart Central game.
She's
I went to find
before.
Her. Oh, yeah. But Warsaw was at home. But, no, we've been in this together for, you know, almost three decades. I can count on one hand, Dean, out of 300 games as a head coach, the number of times that she's missed. She gets a mulligan because she was in labor against John Glenn in 1997 and had a baby, so she couldn't make it that night. So that was one. She was deathly ill another time, okay, in 2004, so that was her next miss. And then I gave her a mulligan on that one. And then Sarah missed this past year, the Snyder Regional game. She went to my daughter's senior night, parent night at volleyball for college at Tiffin University. So
sounds like she's been there for about 290.
She has been there 295. 295 is what I'm going to say. That's pretty good.
That's pretty amazing.
And, yeah, she's amazing.
And if you guys were going to have another kid, don't worry about it. We would move that game to Tuesday or Wednesday.
There you go.
So don't worry.
Got that in your pocket now.
She's an amazing wife. And you know, I mentioned it the other night. She's a mother not only our three kids, but so many kids over the years.
And what I love, too, was some of the reactions from former players and just saying how much respect and from the other schools. Mm-hmm. And that's a testament for what you've done in each of those communities. And he told me this when I got hired, that this is home. When I moved here, this became home. And then he told me a story about your son when he ran out.
Yeah.
And then you knew this was the right fit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we moved here, and it was a hard move because our kids have been raised in Duke Carlisle. A lot of many great friends there still, and some great memories, you know, being there 12 years, 11 years as a head coach, and making that move, and then, you know, kind of being, you know, still going with both feet in. We bought a house here, owned two homes for 7.5 years. That's a bad idea, by the way. But then when my son, you know, who was a sophomore at the time, said, boy, I wish every kid could experience what I just experienced, you know, running through the tunnel and playing in front of that type of crowd in that type of stadium, mm-hmm. With that atmosphere, it's really special. And it'll be that way tomorrow night for a bunch of kids.
Oh, absolutely.
A bunch of other kids.
And we're gonna talk about that here in just a minute. I'm curious, though, before we give up on this, the thought of 200 career wins. You went back and you found the date of that first win. Do you remember much from that first
victory?
Remember
well.
Do you?
I do. Yeah, I can remember. I mean, we were down 13-6 at half and ended up winning 19-13. And I was about 120 pounds lighter, so they were able to carry me off the field.
Weren't we all back?
It was against Charlie Fisher, who's a legend in Mississinawa, Gas City. And then he beat me 46-10 the next year, and he said, you ain't quite so good this year, are you? I said, no, we're not. I remember, you know, my wife Sarah at that time running out. We didn't have any kids or anything, and running out on the field, getting all excited, and we kind of thought it was going to be like that every Friday night, and it isn't like that. There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of time involved, a lot of sacrifice by her, for the programs we've been in. So, it was kind of fitting to sit back and reflect a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Hall of Fame coach here and a guy who was the Dave Land Coach of the Year in 2012, and we're awfully proud of all the accomplishments and the loyalty and just a great representative, not only as a coach but as a vice principal at Mishawaka Schools.
We'll talk about that role as vice principal.
Well, you've sat in that. You've sat outside my office a few times. You know what?
That's right. That's right. I've got to sit in the hall and wait for Coach Curtis. That's always a seat, no matter how old you are. That's a seat that you don't want to be in, I think, when you're sitting outside the vice principal's office. We will talk about that. We'll talk more about Penn, the big rivalry game coming up, and a whole lot more after we take this time out here on Caveman Corner with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard and Mishawaka Head Football Coach Bart Curtis. I'm Sean Stiers, and this is Caveman Corner on Mishiata Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. Caveman Corner continues on Mishiata Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT with Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers, and our special guest this week is Mishawaka Football Coach Bart Curtis. Of course, we have the big game coming up tomorrow night, the backyard brawl between Mishawaka and Penn. And, Dean, there's going to be a lot, as you would expect, there's going to be a lot going on around this game tomorrow
night. Oh, incredible atmosphere. You know, I've only missed one or two of these games through the years, since 1989 when I got back up here. And you just get chills when you see the two communities come together, to know that it's two communities with a lot of tradition and great coaches, great players, and they all want to win. So much respect. But we're going to have our MFL Junior Football League there. They're going to be announced. It's senior night, so 16 seniors from the football team, our managers, band members. They're going to be introduced along with our dance team. And we're also going to have a Jumbotron there, which is going to be incredible to be able to see the faces of all these kids as they come out and their parents, and also show the game on. And we've had some advertisers that we've been able to work with. So it's going to be a first in this series that we can make it even more special. And to show you how special this game is, Sean, at the beginning of the game, not only Coach Bart and Coach Corey are going to come out, but we've got coaches with 103 years combined head coaching experience, not even to mention. We got Bill Doba and Al Smith and Jim Aldrich and Chris Giesman. All these guys are going to come out and just show the respect that this game deserves.
That is a lot. And Dr. Spiker will be the halftime guest tomorrow during our broadcast as well.
And excited to do that. When he talks Mishawaka and Penn and high school sports and high school athletics, this gentleman has passion. And, you know, one thing that when I was brought in, it was to oversee and to look at things, not just football, but to look at the event. And one of the primary things that we've done the last month is look at safety concerns and what we do at our stadium, and to make sure that people are going to come and have a safe and friendly, happy environment. And that's what we're expecting. A lot of families, a lot of players. Coach said at last break, you know what, kids are going to remember this for the rest of their lives. So you could say you were there when it happened, that big game, Penn Mishawaka. And I've been working on a hype video. If anybody out there sees my wife, tell her I said hi, because I haven't seen her in a week or so, because it's just been trying to set up the game with Ryan imagine. Watson and Sherry Kaiser in our athletic office. But at the same time, again, give this game the respect that it deserves. And it's been fun going through the trophies. And last night I was in the locker room at about 10 o'clock at night and just getting some shots of inside, so people can go inside when they're sitting at the stadium and say, wow, that's Mishawaka. That's what they have.
Bart, as the head coach in this rivalry, and obviously you've been through it, as you said, this is your 10th year at Mishawaka, any rivalry game, but let alone this is a big one, obviously, when Mishawaka and Penn play. Is it hard to kind of keep the kids' emotions under check, in check, in the week leading up to it?
It has been. It's been a little better. I think kids operate well in a routine, and kids operate well with sameness. So I think it's important to keep that. What you do on Monday, you do on Monday. I've made that mistake of keeping the kids when I thought it was a really big game, keeping them till 7:15, and you know, having somebody come in and address the team every night, and all of a sudden they're looking at you and they're thinking, "Wow, he's a little stressed out about this." You know, this must be wow. So we have tried. Now I don't, you know, we can't control the outside. We can't control what's going on in the hallways. But here's the thing with that. You don't want to squelch too much of that, because that's what makes high school sports fun for kids.
Sure.
And if it isn't fun, they shouldn't do it. And but, you know, as far as the game preparation, the way we talk to the kids, the way we operate, if you came out and you didn't know we were playing Penn for the conference championship, you would say, "Yeah, it's just another week."
There's so many great things to be able to use this platform. I mean, when you think about 8,000 to 10,000 people there, we can promote Mishawaka schools.
Sure.
And say what a great place we have. I've got an interview with Anna Rohr. Steve Anderson got 800 wins this year, his career wins, and Coach Curtis with 200 career wins, and then Faith Quintana, our junior cross country winner, wins the sectional. So we can put that up on our big screen too, and just show people that this is what high school sports is about, people doing their best and going out and playing for their community, the pride of their school. That's what this game really represents.
Bart, you've been doing this for 27 years, and I've been
33 total, 27 as a head coach.
As a head coach, yeah. So 33 makes it even longer. And I'm not trying to make you feel old.
I don't
feel
bad.
We're all sitting in this room. Dean and I have more gray hair than you, actually. But
only because you have hair.
What has changed the most about coaching high school football since you started this thing out?
I think the amount of effort it takes, not just from August to Thanksgiving or Halloween, hopefully Thanksgiving. I think the amount of time and effort it takes just to compete and put a game and put a program together the rest of the year. We're big advocates on you know, when football ends, we push our kids hard into basketball, wrestling, swimming, and then the same thing in the spring. And a lot of our football coaches coach other sports, but we still expect them to be in a weights class, to lift if they're not in a weights class. And then the amount of time it takes in the summer, I think, has changed probably the most.
It really has become a year-round sport, not just football, but all the sports have.
And I said something that, you know, I could go another 30 years if it weren't for Sundays and summers. You know, the summers are – and we try to operate in a – we try to operate and think like a kid that's going to be in three sports. And I think we get better at that every year as a football staff. If the kid is doing something, you know, if you put his three calendars down, let's say he's football, baseball, and basketball, which your best athletes in the school, you want them playing three sports, or football, wrestling, track. If you put those calendars down, is what I'm doing kid-friendly? If it isn't, if a kid ever feels like he can't play three sports, then the adults have screwed it up, I can tell you that. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's changed, and I think the emphasis on specialization. Yeah. I had a kid tell me, or a parent tell me, that his kid is a baseball kid. And I said, well, how he's in sixth grade. He's in sixth grade, and he's a baseball kid? Yeah. Has he signed already with a pro contract? No, but that's his favorite sport. Kids ought to enjoy everything.
You know, and this is the program that we can really look at our school and say that they are encouraging other athletes to play other sports. And the way they do it in the summer, it really is a machine. And I've appreciated watching you guys work with the junior program. There were a number of times when I wanted Coach to be able to be on this show on a Thursday night, and he said, well, our freshman team's playing that night, and that's the priority. And they have their priorities right. What's best for the kids, and what's best for Mishawaka schools, and what's best for Mishawaka football? And we want all 19 of our sports to think that way.
We were talking before, your day job is as vice principal. What's the
look what I'm dressed in
yeah,
now.
That's right. What's the biggest challenge for you doing that?
Well, fortunately, I work for an incredible principal who gets it, who's been a head coach. Okay, Jerome Caldroni understands it. And, you know, I hope he appreciates – I think he appreciates having me down there in that building and in that end of the building. We've got a really good administrative team. With Jerome and John, myself, and Dave Troyer and Jen Fisher. But it's a balancing act, and he's really good. You know, I know sometimes he'll pop his head in and, you know, look at his watch and, what are you still doing here? It's 2:15, you know, or something like that. But he understands that the two go together. He also understands what, you know, what my passion is. But it can be a little hectic. You've been in there. I've found the hectic times are right after the morning bell rings and right after the final bell rings for the last lunch. And that's usually when I see you.
Fire drills don't make it too much easier either, do they?
That's true. That is true.
Hey, exciting day. Alex Faulkner was the Burger King Outstanding student athlete. And
awesome.
Also, Mama Curtis is cooking tonight. So the football team going to be there and cooking it up. And I was going through some old film, and I saw a 0-0 tie in that first Penn Mishawaka game. We're expecting a lot more tomorrow, and I'm sure you guys are expecting some carbs tonight.
We will do it up tonight. She is a saint. I don't know how I pulled that one off. That's the greatest upset.
What's on the menu tonight?
The greatest upset in sports history is me marrying her.
There you go.
Lasagna, sausage bread, linguine Alfredo, chicken. Yeah. If anyone leaves there not full or not miserable, they've got a problem.
That's right. They didn't do
this
it
This is our
right.
27th one, too, that we've done for our seniors. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, again, congratulations on number 200.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in tonight.
Appreciate it as always, and go Cavemen.
All right, sounds good. For Dean Hubbard, Mishawaka Athletic Director, and for Head Coach Bart Curtis, I'm Sean Stiers. But don't forget, we're on the air, the Backyard Brawl, tomorrow night. Pregame show at 6:45 right here on WSBT. And then at 7 o'clock, the game kicks off when Mishawaka hosts Penn in the Backyard Brawl to close out the regular season. Of course, we're presented by Midland Engineering, as is this show. We're also presented by Kevin Putz from First Midwest Mortgage, Mishawaka Education Foundation, School City of Mishawaka, and Thor Industries. This has been Caveman Corner on WSBT. And don't forget also, we are on beginning Monday, beginning next Monday, 7 to 7:45 leading into Monday Night Football. Caveman Quarter right here on WSBT.